This place is where we start the bacchanal, bacchanal. This place is where we start the show. This place is where I find the sexy gals, sexy gals. This is the only life we know. Where? How the women around here whining is the best. The way.
All of a sudden, Sluggy came alive and actually started to sing. You almost didn't need a backup dancer just now, because apparently the music has now shifted from a generation before his to a generation after his. But you're trying to pretend that you're still in the
When you play character and dance.
I couldn't see why you were moving at that point.
No, you know.
The chair didn't
good,
shake.
Good music is good music. I don't want the time. You don't put the time on Sluggy. When I want to hear or see Sluggy. You don't put the time on me. You like good music, period. If you play a song that old, but you don't think it good, I ain't going to dance. If it old, you going to dance. Just because it old, it ain't good. And just because it new, it ain't good either.
Well, I got to tell you a
you
little
mean,
bit.
You mean good music ain't got no time on it, Dennis. So because you play an old tune, I mean it good.
You ever hear the statement that a man lives a life of wine, woman, and song?
Wine, woman, and song?
Yeah.
No.
You know why?
Why?
Because a good woman and a good song, like a good wine, is only taste better with age.
Put that in your case, when you say wine, it's not any kind of wine.
I know that.
When you hear woman and song and wine.
And wine, you think of something else.
A woman and song and wine, what you going to think about?
Well, you see, Bajans don't wine, there's walk up.
Oh?
Right.
No, in 2019?
No,
when I was 13. Twer and shit and wine, man.
You see how old I am?
Yeah. Can't see anybody walking in long, boy. You hardly see anybody walk up. You never get much walk up music. Things change, Dennis. And you can't see walking up. No, you want me to bring enough walk up music for you?
No. Sorry. We got children in the studio. Please behave yourself. Last time.
Wow, that the compliment? Yeah. What, that the compliment?
We got children in the studio.
Yeah, right?
In the studio. Yeah, because you said you were born in 1981. Well, I can't tell you. I came back to Barbados in 1981. That's a long time ago. And the gentleman in the studio, first time I saw him, you know, he was a little younger than he is now.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I saw him somewhere down in Fontebelle, he was a little older than he was the first time, but he mm-hmm. was still a little young. He's back in the studio. I noticed one thing about him, he's still walking with protection, which is a good thing. When you're young, you got to walk with protection. And when he started in the business, people said, "Who?" I don't think anybody says "Who?" now. They kind of know the face, the name, and the man behind him. We even had to ask him how to pronounce his name. Well, to be precise, he didn't tell us how to pronounce it. The police officer with him said, "His name is Joaquin." Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I know why you're smiling. Right now. I mentioned the police officer. I see you looking about and smiling. I ain't call anybody name. I'm staying on the right side. It's good to see you again, youngster.
It's good to see you too, man. It's good to be here. I'm awesome. As good as can be.
You still in this business?
For sure. This is what I do. It's my passion, is my love, you know, it's my work. I do it every single day.
This is what you wanted to do, or somebody tell you try this, and people see you try a thing and it grew on you?
No, this is something that was always in me to do, man. Music is the one of the only things that came to me naturally, other than mechanics. You know, but music is something that I find is really my passion. I can't ever stop singing. You know, it's in my blood, man.
2019, getting ready for all that's happening in 2019.
Yes.
The music, the putting it together, the challenges of getting your music ready for the festival.
Mm-hmm.
You start when?
Well, I mainly start like, I'm still working on music, you know, so the season is going on. I'm still looking, I'm vibing music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
After Crop Over last year, I did some tours with my band. I was working on a ship. Mm-hmm. You know, we did about three months on ship. And so I was focusing on that, you know, just getting my craft together, performing and stuff. You know, it give me some time to really meditate and learn myself as well, you know? That was the first time I actually traveled out with my band as well, too. So it was a good experience.
Tell me about that.
Well, the ship experience is something totally different, man. I mean, I was singing every single day,
mm-hmm.
one off day a week. And some days most days I'll be singing, like, I will do 2 45-minute sets in a day. Some days 3 45-minute sets in a night. So 2 in a day, 3 in the nighttime. And these, like, full-on sets, and you gotta be singing and performing and stuff. And this is every single day, one day a week, for 3 months. That's a lot of singing, some of everything. Soca, rock, pop, R&B, you know, reggae. I'm singing every single thing.
I gotta ask you a funny question. Forget about the people sitting close to you who, you know, still slap you behind your head, because some of the things you were told as a youngster,
yes.
growing up,
mm-hmm.
about discipline.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cleaning your room.
Yes.
Picking up things that you throw all over the place.
Yes, indeed.
All them kind of things, yeah. right? I don't know why you're looking sideways. I tell you, look at me, don't look sideways.
looking at you.
Don't worry about the people sideways, man. You know? Sluggy, stop looking at the fellow. Did it come back to you when you got on that ship and you realized, geez, honey, just work. I ain't going up and lie down by the pool and get a little drink. Work.
I mean, it still
did. Did it make a difference?
It did. It definitely did. You know, you got some time to relax as well, but you got that time to really be a man and really learn yourself as well, too, and just...
Mm-hmm.
Be away in a different setting. It was something totally different. It was a learning experience as well, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've learned a lot in that space of time.
Something you would do again?
Possibly. Something I may possibly look into. You mm-hmm. know, it's a good way to save as well, too. You know, and we work. I work in a job that, you know, is very, you know, music is very expensive to produce as well, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to have that money and everything to back your music and produce sure. it as well, too. You know, music isn't cheap, you know, and there's a lot of work that goes in as well, too.
Especially good music.
Yes.
Well, yeah, these fellas cost a lot. Yes. These fellas cost a lot.
Good music
yes.
is cheap.
It's true.
Let me ask you, though.
We cheat by the way, Dennis, though. We see Quantum ain't expensive.
It's true.
We will not charge you for that ad.
You know. Yeah.
But... the appreciation of what you did with yes. an audience they were not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
How did that change the way you perform?
Well, before I went on the ship, mm-hmm. I always performed in the hotel circuit.
Right.
Right. So it was just a different atmosphere, you know, being on the water and stuff. But I mean, people different cultures and things receive music different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all about the energy you put out there and how they respond to you, and you know how you just reading your crowd and stuff like that. And that I've learned in that short space of time, and as well performing in the hotel circuit mm-hmm. in Barbados as well,
reading
too.
Your crowd.
Yes.
Do they like soca?
They love soca. I think that's the only thing they ever want to hear on a ship, you know, especially they're doing a Caribbean cruise.
Okay.
You know, so they come to hear reggae and soca, but they love to see Walking Up.
what was the region? Like, what regions you were in? Like, what countries?
I was in Aruba. I was in St. Vincent, Tortola, Curacao, Bekwe.
Oh, nice.
So much more.
Where else?
Bonnier.
Oh, nice.
You know, it was.
So you find that over. Quick? You find the quick turnover was challenging, or you were that easy?
It from the first time we went on the ship, we had people dancing, you know, and actually we went on the ship and like ratings went up and stuff from the time we went on the ship and stuff. So it was good. it was really, really good. It was a good experience and we were received well. And from before our contract was finished, they wanted to give us another contract already. So
you took it, right?
Yeah, it's there. It's
oh,
there.
Good.
It's
I just checking. I just checking.
Yeah.
Certain people in the room would like to have, you know, a pension fund. Yeah.
I mean, it's something that I would like to do, but I also just wanna, it's somewhat limiting to what you can do with your music as well, because I want to be a traveling artist doing tours and stuff rather than being on ship, you know. But it was something that I would like to do again, but I'm not sure if I would want to do it right now. But of course, it's good having that opportunity, you know.
What's the vibe like this crop over?
This vibe, I mean, it's a good vibe. The music playing, people loving the music, you know. So all you can do is just go with the flow. But I was saying, Cropover's going quite well. It's going quite well, for sure.
Bashment, Power Soaker, Sweet Soaker. They got another one missing, Sluggy. You the producer, man.
And when you say Sweet Soaker, you mean Ragga Soaker?
Well, I call it Sweet Soaker because I know what I call it.
Oh, no. I honestly ask because when people say Sweet Soaker, it'd be confused sometimes.
I do. So because a song
could be fast instead of a Sweet Soaker song.
Well, you like your sweetness fast.
No, it's just if a song's sweet, it's sweet. I don't think sweetness is a speed. Though. I don't think that you could put a speed on if a Soaker song is sweet.
Okay, a Ragga Soaker then.
Right, they got enough. They got lots. And
oh, and rhythms. That's unfortunate.
Genres getting created every day.
And rhythms. As a young artist, having performed in the hotel circuit, performed on a ship, performed to a crowd here in Barbados, have your following, Facebook and all the other, what's the genre you're most comfortable with and the one you think is the one you have to feed your audience, or is it the same? I see the smile on your face. Yeah. I know why I go in there.
Yeah, of course. Artists like he can be hard though. I know normally the crop over, and this isn't a slight to Calypsonians, but normally, and this for the public more than you, Dennis, normally you're not going to find artists that sing Calypso like Joaquin. They're very, very, very few, like Joaquin, Marvia, Biggie. Yeah, Joaquin, Biggie, Marvia, Edwin, probably. But he won't go too far because he can sing everything. So you know for sure it's going to be hard. If he want to be a reggae artist right now, he'd be successful at it. Soca, R&B, you know. So
but that's why I asked him.
That question hard, but that's unfair.
I mean, he gave you a chance to rehearse.
Yeah.
Nah, I just thought it would be how much different things he's do.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm a call.
It's true. You know, but it all comes down to the feeling the music gives you as well, too, you know? Like, for different genres give you a different feeling when you're performing.
Right.
Soca music is a happy music, you know? When you're singing soca, like, you're about that energy, you're about jumping up, you're about having a good time. You know, you pelt paint, powder, anyway, you're just having a good time. Reggae music is more like conscious music, you know. You feel more airy singing reggae music and stuff. Although you can get hype with reggae as well, too, but the vibe is totally different. And how you do it, and yeah, but I would say what I like a lot of energy. I like to perform soca.
Okay,
you know, I love that. I love the atmosphere soca brings, you know, to like anywhere. It brings a vibe any place. You could go any place and let down soca, and you could get people moving. Once you soca playing right, and you singing it right, people can move to it for sure. I could guarantee you that. You know, so
people say all the time that one of the things missing from Calypso these days is fun. And jokes and, you know, but when I listen to your explanation, what some people may call a fun song is not necessarily a song that you have fun doing.
Yes. So true.
So the energy comes from the fun you're having on stage.
Yeah, like say this here, right? You'll go perform, like say in certain hotels and different places and stuff, they wouldn't want you to play certain hit songs like hot, hot, hot. But you can guarantee when you play hot, hot, hot anywhere for any like they can love your song, they can react. You know, so any day is not about you as an artist, sometimes it's about the people. It's always about the people. You're doing it for them, you know, and once they're happy, that's the best thing.
What you gotta do is make sure, my friend, that the next one you put online, the next one you put on record, the next one you put on CD, the next one you put on YouTube is the replacement for Hot, Hot, Hot. Because, you know, Alphonsus Castle, may he rest in peace, created this thing. I heard it in everything, Japanese, line dancing. I hear a country and western version the other day. And I know if Arrow hear that version, he would cringe. But, you know, hot, hot, hot. Yep. And they react.
Yep.
In comes the musical thing, God. Rock him off without the microphone stand. Musical selection for y'all, the girl, let me talk to objection. Thank you. Problem is a problem. Your body. Talk to the girl, man.
Fireworks in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and Carscap. We got Joaquim and we got more of your calls as we continue. Fireworks 2019. Anyway, right. I guess this is a good time for me to tell you. It's 20 minutes to 5 o'clock, and Joaquin's in the studio with me, and we're talking music. We're talking fireworks 2019.
Yes.
I have to ask you this. Now you're home. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for the season? Where can you be heard? What are you doing other than sitting here and chatting with me?
Well, of course, I still have my staunch gigs. I play at Harbor Lights every Monday night. Sandals Hotel every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I got when I leave here, I gotta go prepare for Sandals as well. And of course, we got some private gigs and stuff. Cause we do a lot of private gigs as a band as well too. Mm-hmm. So we got some coming up, and of course I'm part of Crossfire as well.
Right.
So when Crossfire got their gigs, we're actually rehearsing for Bridgetown Market as well too. So we got Bridgetown Market coming up. Marsville show could be there as well. Welcome to Marsville, and some other gigs, some other private gigs coming up as well. So just working, just keeping that grind, you know.
The interesting thing that I'm hearing from you, not only today, but I've heard it in the past when you have spoken to us, is a work ethic that says, when people say, you know, these young people ain't this and these young people ain't that and these young people ain't the other, what kind of support you get? Don't look sideways again. What kind of support you get, and how important it is for you to have people around you who believe in what you do, and who support you in what you do, and who say, you know what, you're doing what you love to do.
Yes, yes.
It's giving you an income. It's giving you focus. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a blessing. It really is a blessing. I don't know if where probably would be at this point right now in my career if it wasn't for my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, she's had
good afternoon, mom, wherever you are. It's good. It's good to know that you're talking nice about you.
Yes, of course. Only nice things.
No, the reason why I'm saying this, is because a lot of times, and Sluggy could attest this because I think he works with more young artists than I do. A lot of time people make assumptions about young people, young artists in particular, by looking at them. Why ain't you call me here? Why Sluggy got this black thing on here? You could trim your beard though, you know? He bounds to have earrings, you know? Grandma won't like to see you looking so.
What are the tattoos?
Dang. I was hoping it wouldn't go there. But yes, right, yeah. Checking to see, okay, right. But it comes back to the support you get.
Yes, it does. Definitely.
And it isn't about whether you like the bling or whether you got fancy glasses or Your pants falling off you.
No, this year got a belt and everything.
I know, because if you ain't got a belt, you get belted. You think I don't know? Listen, let me tell you two things I know, right? My mother, God rest her in her grave, looked at me one day when I started to look like you know, a little taller than anything. Tell me, well, boy, now you're 16. I ain't gonna beat you no more. If you do anything wrong, I'm gonna fall on my knees and say, Lord, where have I gone wrong? And I go, all right. The black hand, the backhand camera with the ring on it, and mark the side of my face. I go, so why am I to fall over my knees and ask Lord? Because I, you know, condemn people, stoops.
Yeah.
Right. So, trust me, I know how people sit quietly.
Yes, definitely.
I ain't tell you she can beat you, but I just tell you.
Keep you in check.
Sluggy, why are you looking sideways? You know what I'm talking about?
Hmm?
You ever hear that kind of... Notice you saying nothing now, right? You go on silent.
As he sips his tea.
Let's my middle name, Dennis. That was Moore's hardest child in the district.
Until what happened?
Until Pernell Farley.
There you go. See? Mm-hmm. Guidance, right?
Yeah, thanks. Pernell Farley at St. Aaron's School when I was 13.
Influence, right?
Yeah, he grabbed me with my shirt. And he and my husband used to call me the devil. Really, how hard it was. And it had enough backing too, because like I made this straight, most of the boys passed for St. Aaron's School. So you know how you feel like a giant.
Crew heavy.
Yeah. Like the softest man in the crew, you know. But most hard theirs. And the day Pernell locked me in music room. After telling me, tell me younger in the class, locked me in music room. And give me a flute and a pair of drumsticks. And from there, my life changed. And never ever give trouble again, Dennis. Never. But from there, stop cursing, getting trouble. So it's music and the influence.
Yeah.
But you need that influence, though. Mm-hmm. Especially as a boy.
For sure.
Because most of my friends dead. Real talk.
That is good to hear for you. And what happened to your friends? You didn't pull them along with you?
Yeah, some good.
Some good.
Yes, but you know, it's life happens. Life happens.
In the meantime, we continue.
Yes.
You got a lot of music out, Joaquin.
Yes.
You got a favorite song?
I
just ask you.
That is pretty curve balls.
I just ask you.
I love all of my songs, man. I love all of them.
You know why you're asking the question?
What you asking the question?
You know why I'm asking
the question? What you asking the question? Tell me why you asking the question.
No, I want you to answer first.
I don't know what you're asking.
I know. But I know why you're asking, so I'm waiting to hear.
So you want to know which song you like most?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you what I like all why all like, of your songs. Why I love all of them, right? Right. Because all of them give me a different feeling. Right. All of them have a different
smart,
vibe.
Yeah, it's smart thing to do. Explain right. what you like each one.
Right. Right. All of them have a different vibe, right. you know? Mm-hmm. So people can relate to them different, and people will feel different. People feel a different vibe from each song that I perform.
Right.
You know? So that's why I love all of them, because they have their own identity as well.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Unnamed person in the room, please cover your ears. Who or what inspired Right Now?
Right now was that was actually written by Problem Child.
Mm-hmm.
And he pitched it to me and
you liked it.
I liked it.
All right. Wine Pon You.
It was an idea I had, and Chantel and Daisy they brought it together. Look of Trouble. They brought it together and came up with this magic.
Wine Pon You.
Mm-hmm. And because I want
when you perform it, the visual in your mind is
okay.
Walking slowly, you know. There's like creep, again in the creep.
Right. When I was thinking about this song before it was written, I wanted to a song to be written like you to envision to make you envision crop over what you see on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wanted like from the time you sing the lyrics, people could like picture what's happening in the carnival.
And Dutty
is basically like a Juvia song.
All right. So the mud thing was in your head. Right?
That is my tune. That is my tune.
I waited on this one now. Yes. And Karen.
Karen,
yeah.
All right. So Karen.
Notice he starts stammering, right? I can save you. It's all right. Just in case her name is not Karen. You can come back now. Fireworks 2019 on Voice of Barbados in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies Limited, and COSCAP. And Joaquin's in the studio with me. Sluggy is sitting riding shotgun without the headphones on by anyhow. So
just checking the lovely messages.
Yeah, I know.
You all people out there sending us.
Please, yes.
Lord.
Some of them have to be edited, I am sure. It's all right. I saw when eggplant was being advertised for sale on the radio. Joaquin kind of raised his eyebrows. Hi. There are some songs that you say no go to.
Yeah.
Even if somebody comes and say, man, I think you could do this. Put this in a rhythm.
Yeah, some songs you got to say no to some songs.
I want to ask you, why are you not pushing you into getting to censor other people's songs or anything? But there's something that you wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Because of the lady in question?
No, just...
Or because of you?
Just about my image and what I want
to
put
out. Is that important to you?
It's very important to me.
That's how you look, how you come across, what people think when they see you.
Definitely. That defines you as an artist. You know, what you put out, that's what defines you. So you got to make sure you got your image correct. Well, depend. Whatever you want to put out, whatever you want to portray, you do that.
What do you want to portray?
Positivity. Positivity, fun.
Joaquin, how old are you now?
25.
Okay.
Yeah.
25 years old.
Yeah.
This year alone, up to the time we're sitting here in July.
Yeah.
You know how many 25-year-olds we've lost, one way or another?
It's true.
It worries you?
It does. It definitely does. And actually, I'm going to get to that now. My song, Caring, right? Don't mind it's called Caring, but it actually means caring.
Yeah, you know? The double entendre on it. I listened to the song, you know.
Yes.
That's why I asked you about Caring.
Yes.
Well, that's why I went into the whole what inspires the song kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, a lot, right now, you can tell that a lot of people are not really caring nowadays. You know, there's not much order right now. People are just doing what they want to do. Like if they're playing a game, you know, like if life is a game, and it's not good for anybody. You know, and I just think people should show more love, care about each other a lot more, and stuff, because life, as you can see, life is short, and taking a life is not just like opening a sweetie and just putting it in your mouth. Is that someone's life, and people that's something really, really precious. Life is really precious, and you gotta care. You gotta care every once in a while, definitely.
We put rappers on people. We put them into categories.
Yeah.
And we see young people, and because of how they look, what they're wearing, we assume certain things.
Yeah.
I was stopped at a traffic light the other day, and there were three young men standing next to the traffic light. Two had hoodies, one did not. One of the guys in the hoodies had a scarf over his nose and wrapped around. And I laughed. And one of the guys looked at me and said, "Dad, you frightened?" I said, "No, I'm supposed to be frightened." He said, "So what are you laughing at?" He said, "Laughing at your friends, these guys." I say, "I got two hands, one on the wheel. Where the other one is?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "You frightened?" Right? Follow with the bandana, pull it out. I said, "Dad, we joking? Are we joking?" I said, "You don't joke like that." The reason why I'm telling you this, right, is because I've listened to you. And I like the way you've been very fluent. You've answered everything I've thrown at you. You're confident in what you say.
Yes.
And it says to me that the stereotypes aside, and whether we look and say, "Oh, why you cut your hair that way? Why the boy, you know, got a ponytail? Why you got on three chains?" It's not about that. There's you are conscious of your image, you're conscious of your music, you're conscious of the power that you bring to this. And I gotta tell you, my congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And to those who helped root you, and to those who continue to influence what you do.
Thank you.
And
so
one
much.
Of the things I want you to remember is this. To you, you're whacking, you're what you want to do, your image. To a lot of people out there, mm-hmm. either those who see you now, those who saw you before, and those who are going to see you wherever you go to perform, they can be looking at you.
Yes.
And you can make a difference to what they do.
Indeed.
Don't abuse that power, my son.
For sure I wouldn't. Blessings.
To you too. Yes. And to the silent one.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Joaquin, obviously, me and Joaquin go back a little. He's a youngster, but Joaquin, I've been telling him how good he is for a while. I just think that.
That's why I gave you a little plug.
Yeah, I just think the world needs to see it now. But continue on the path you're on. You know, you're doing it the right way.
Thank you.
You're doing it the through way. You like the music speak, you know, good vocals, great music. And dedicating time to your craft. Took 3 months out, and you know how that shit gig had to be for 3 months. You come back better by 10 times. Got performing every night and different songs, and you know what I mean? And
yes.
You might got the same people up on the board, seeing the set, adding new songs, but you got to give them the vibe every night.
Yep.
All of them sing every night.
Yep.
And that's incredibly hard to do for me to tell what I love you every day. You really be after a while, like, come on. Start saying so sluggy. That's what you had to do.
Yeah.
So, I just want to keep doing what you're doing, brother. You know what I mean? You're on the right path, and you just want to feel that good for real, real. So, manners and respect all the time, brother.
Blessings, blessings for you.
You see, double entendre, Sluggy. Karen, right? Karen gone. I want you to come back. And the rhythm.
By a youngster.
By a youngster.
Right.
Who yes. understands, right?
Yes, correct. That's why you're doing it the right way.
I know you're doing it the right way. It's all happening. Sluggy here, so Aaron, boy, let me tell you, I got somebody on the line who are here with you too. Good afternoon, you're live. Fireworks.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Dennis and Sluggy, I like to sleep at 3:30 and just get up, so.
Oh, geez.
Congrats.
Well, good morning.
Congratulations.
We ain't sleep since last night.
You understand? So, congratulations, brother.
I'm happy for you.
Brother.
Tell me.
You get it. You get a financial reward for it, so that ain't nothing for
that. That ain't true at all, brethren.
Dennis saw me. Who you mean, though? Dennis saw me?
Well, yeah, he ain't mean me, because financial reward, boy, talk to bra.
Yeah.
Do it, please.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, everyone knows why they do this. They do this for the youth.
Hey.
That's a reward.
I just do it because they tell me come and do it.
go ahead, buddy.
Tell
go ahead.
Buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're jumping all over.
We can behave.
Listen, no. I must tell you that this is in relation to the song by
Ronnie.
The announcer. Star, right? Oh, separate the two of them. The announcer.
They're the same person.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So, go ahead.
What I'm is this: that songs that I've heard before, even when I was a little boy, I didn't always think that they were radio material,
mm-hmm.
but after hearing it for a long time, you begin to accept these things. So to me, the frequency of player will determine whether something sounds good or not. Here, for example, the one with Bacon and Doggy by Matt Fingal. I first heard them too. That was a little shocking, but as the radio played them over and over, it seems to be all right. It's just like culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think like a culture that's over time and things that you didn't do or the society did not accept, they begin to accept. For example, we are beginning to accept gay and lesbian discussions and practices and things. No, that's something that the society would have frowned on years ago.
True.
A term that is used now that nobody pays any mind to was big controversy in Barbados. Just see a simple word like "socaholic" by CDC.
Yeah.
When they first introduced the word "socaholic," people could not separate that from the word "alcoholic," and they were talking about encouraging people to drink alcohol, all of these kind of things.
Yeah, and then they would say that any
addiction is not good.
Right, so they wasn't necessarily turning to alcohol. The people were saying that any addiction is bad. Good. But
Addicted to soca was not good. But
that argument having holes though.
Yeah, plenty
of
holes.
If you were addicted to the king, if you're addicted to the father, like that's a bad thing. Any addiction can be bad. You know what I mean? And being a socaholic is an awesome thing.
So what I'm saying is that all of those were the arguments but fall for it. And mm-hmm. after a while now, it doesn't matter because
correct.
Socaholic does not sound bad. That's what I'm saying.
Correct.
To those who thought it sound bad, it does not sound bad, no.
At all.
So you could adjust the things. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that if Ronnie music, I'm not saying I should be played because they hear it today and they jump me, like, oh, it jumped me with other things too.
But the word alone, or you listen to the song, what he's saying inside the song?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, I ain't got a nanny of the tanks. I don't got the tanks anymore.
No, I mean when you hear it today.
Anymore. No. I tell you that too. In relation to that, I tell you this in relation to that. I used to get the tanks before.
Uh-huh.
So I don't hear things, but I don't got the tanks anymore. But because of YouTube, I asked somebody to pull it up for me today. And sure it was on YouTube. So I got to listen to it. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the lyrics as I heard Ronnie. I heard the announcement lyrics yesterday, but I didn't hear that, so I wanted anxiously to hear. But if I didn't hear it on YouTube now, I would have been forced to go and think, because I wanted to know out of curiosity, what is this that I can't play? So I would have put me into the tank.
Right.
But now that I got it on YouTube, I ain't going to the tank no more.
Right.
As I don't got a tank.
No, but you mean the curiosity has been satisfied, or you ain't want to see him perform it live?
But you know, bringing up a fresh curiosity.
I'm a curious kind of person.
And you have to go and you have to go and see it.
I better go and see it because listen, YouTube ain't got a visual version.
That's my point. That's my point. Which is why you see. Look, the reason why I'm taking down that line, right? You talking about how things get accepted, and I know you missed part of what I said earlier. But one of the things I said earlier was this: Sparrow had a queso. People just talk about Sparrow queso's and Sparrow queso's. They get banned and they just call names, right? Sparrow had a calypso with a line that said, "And I take out the hose and I water the garden." Anything wrong with that line?
No.
If you heard that line, if Sparrow sat here and said, "I have a calypso that goes and I take out the hose and I water the garden," would you say ban it? No.
No, they right. never had the ban.
Good. When he went in the tent to sing the song, you know what he did? He unzipped his pants and pulled out the water hose. Right. I'm glad you're laughing. And everybody said, that song went nasty, though. If you didn't see it in the tent, you wouldn't know what he was singing about. So you see my point? I'm glad you laugh. So you see, I am saying that to say, right? sometimes. Yeah, go ahead.
it's true. But I say that. Play the things and make it acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But when I pull it out, I heard it today, right? Mm-hmm. I tell my friend, I could get pulled for truth, yeah? Because like somebody was saying, emphasis. Like, I can't understand what emphasis means.
Today until you heard it. Peter was saying passion. His words was passion, yes. You're talking about the passion. Passion.
I can't understand what you mean, but yeah, you can see it.
You can see the passion.
In the presentation. So it could be a problem for the little children if they are very ready. But as I was going back to my original point, I hear the lizard. I was just about 8 years when I hear the lizard got away and ran at the teacher's right. A long time I was with the lizard, right? And in my mind,
you ever find out?
Something was. No.
Okay, I just checked it. You see, one of the things, look, as I said, I grew up on Caisos all over the place. Grenada Caiso, Trinidad Caiso, Bajan Caiso. And I know that Calypsonians push the envelope a little bit. And these days we push it a little more. And you got to know the nuances and the slang terms of the particular country, right? Now, if Vincentian may sing something in a song, that will go completely over Bajan head, because dying way is called that. A Guyanese got another term for body parts that you won't know and I won't know. So if they tell you about it gone over your head. Mm-hmm. So you also have to pay attention to what the slang term means in the place you are and whether it offends people or not. And that you craft the song to suit. I remember there's a song that was done. And it say without drawers. You say he build toffees and buffets and without drawers. He's a carpenter and he build these things without drawers. But then he say, you see the minister sitting down on a toffee with no drawers. And he called the minister by name. He was, and people cringing. I remember Funny. Funny was another one. Funny had a way of twisting songs or twisting words together. They had to listen to it good. I remember sitting on a show in Trinidad and people asking Funny about a song he was doing because they're always cautious. Funny said, no, it ain't nothing wrong with the song. The song is just a general song. It's about, you know, side, eyes and knees and backs and, you know, general things like that. When Funny put the song together, my man said, I want to dig up in eye, knees, backside. Where are you going with that? And then men scrambling to cut. What? The man say he's singing a song that when people dancing, there's move, you know, their back and their eye and their side and thing. And people say, all right, okay, Funny straight this year. Man get up on stage and start saying, I want to dig up in Nainis backside.
But that's not clever either.
It ain't clever.
That ain't clever at all.
Well, until he sang it, would you have put them four body parts together that way?
No, how he sang it
was misleading. He ain't singing how he say it.
I know, right. Which is the point because I am making, you can say anything.
I want when dig you up. Sing it. Right, but he say, I want dig up in. If he didn't say that, it'd be cool. But he say, I want dig up in. Dig up in. Dennis, that horrible.
Dig up in. I just tell you what the song say.
If he just say, you're dancing.
I am digging Ainie's backside. Same thing.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that, Dennis. You are horrible.
No. Hold on. Listen, you ever hear I dig that song? That's the year. That's the context of that year. That people used to say, I dig in the song. You know, it's a slang then. Which is the point I'm making. Yeah.
Backside door always seems to create a problem because sometimes
you're
discussing something with somebody, right? So you're talking about a friend, and you will find out, you'll be saying, okay, you put this here on the front side, put that on the right side, and then you say backside, get yourself saying it's someone's doing your thing, something funny.
It was funny.
That's
the point I am making, that it is possible for someone to sit and tell you their song or explain it to you, and you go, all right, until you hear the way it is phrased or the way it is put across. And then you realize, I slide the earbuds.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're singing it and what words you emphasize on.
Too close to someone, I haven't heard that. I think come to the edge to me was that those ones by Popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell me ass.
I would pick a fear and don't sell Cornwall. But my question is this. Let me ask you this question now, right? Outside of fireworks, shows like fireworks, right? and Pickled Crop semifinal and final. How many times have you heard that on radio since then?
I never heard it, but that's the
there you go. There you go. And that's what happens from time to time with songs. They come up, they cause a controversy, and then after the enticement die out, like a, you know, a stale plate of food, unless you warm it over, nobody remembers it. You know?
But to me, so when it comes to Calypso, I find that during the season, then, though, y'all like just discontinue playing at least a large set of it. So probably that's the reason why it's not here.
It really sounds good, though.
The song sounds good, though. I mean, got it in terms.
Which song is this? Reading for our pleasure?
Those two songs by
Popsicle. Oh, yeah. But you see, context and time.
Right, yeah, I will listen to them any time. Or they really sound good. I like that. Right? Anyhow, gentlemen, thanks for your time today.
And it's good that you woke up in time for that. Let's pull this one. Let me do this first. Right, so you might have the final word. Good afternoon to you, caller.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sir.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend. I know, Mr. Sir. The Prime Minister say that those who don't want Sir could take other titles. So I can take
your
another
excellency,
one.
Your excellency.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I want an explanation. When we in Barbados refer to a woman and says that she looks good, what can you explain what that means?
That she looks good?
Yeah. You know, the fellas on the corner talking about it. So she looks good. Mm-hmm. What do they mean? What are they trying to
imply? They mean that when they see her, she evokes a certain kind of emotion.
Good.
That they get a reaction. Either their heart is filled with joy and pleasure, or, you know.
The guy says something in Barbie. I think he says the same, but backside or something like that.
He said iris backside, yes.
Yeah.
He wanted to dig up iris backside.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the discussion. But then he said there seemed to be something about backside.
Yes.
You think you've explained as good as you can?
No, mm-hmm. I could explain it better than that. I always say to the ladies I know, walking up to me is one thing. The acid test is when you're leaving me. Because I got to see something that makes me say, don't leave me,
but
no, darling.
Please come. Tower. You see, it's about coaching. You see how you coach?
Sir, let me say to you, right, that from years of sitting in this chair and years of following Kaiso in various places, I have learned how to say things without saying it, okay? And Sluggy, you're laughing. Listen, the truth is there will always be sauciness, wit. We don't get enough wit these days. But there'll always be sauciness, a little twist of smuttiness that would titillate and, you know, make us laugh at a song. But there is some things that we know that in polite company or in mixed company, that we put it that way, that we, you know, exercise a little restraint.
Yeah, I call it like when a man tells a woman, well, I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave.
That's correct. You got to know how to couch it according to the linguistic colleague.
Correct.
So, fellas, the underlying thing that we're saying is this, right? You have your taste. I have mine. Sluggy has his. And, you know, various people have theirs.
It's true.
But you just got to watch the sensitivities of people and understand that when you create, somebody is going to like it, somebody is not going to like it, and when you mash corns will mash you back one day.
Correct.
Sluggy, it has been good sharing the mic with you,
brother. It's great. I'm here every Tuesday and Wednesday, you know. And
I know.
Everyone, I absolutely love it. I love it. I love sharing my info and opinion and it's what nice. Little knowledge I have. Nice Ferris is the place to be, though. This is the season. Crop over, correct?
Mm-hmm, indeed.
It's been a great day. And big ups, man, to Joaquim. He's a really, really pleasant young man. And, you know, in this day and age, especially us young black men, be doing a lot of other things and we are shown in a certain light. But I really respect a young brother just on that positive path. Dennis, and
it was
big ups to him and big ups to my brother, the announcer. And I know that all this is going to make that song even bigger. And it's going to work out in his favor. So big up the announcer and his big tune for 2019, Reading for Pleasure. If you want to hear it, you have to go in the tent. All stars.
There you go. West Indian waterproofing Armstrong Agent Season Cost Cap. Thank you for being a part. Fireworks 2019.